Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Mompreneur interview series. I am Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network, and I am loving this journey of being able to interview amazing moms all over, with them being able to live their passion and create a business, and just hear their story of how they did it, why they did it, and how it's working out for them. So today we have Caroline. She is local in Palm Harbor, Florida. And welcome, Caroline. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you are a brand new business owner, right? Yes. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Caroline Sackla, and I own Little Explorers. It just opened 3 days ago. It's an indoor play area for children. However, I would like to say, a lot more than just that. And I think we'll get into that. I'll tell you a lot more about what it is and what it stands for. But I'm also a mommy of an 18-month-old Jacob, and soon to be, and you can't,
soon
over here, but we're hiding it. Soon to be also mommy of Chloe in about a month. So it's going to be crazy.
Ladies, you heard that right.
Pregnant
and just opened a business. Yeah, talk about it.
I'm not crazy, I have to admit. I signed the lease before I found out I was pregnant. Please don't judge. It wasn't like, oh, have a toddler, have a baby, have a business.
Yeah. That's not what you're planning.
That's what it looks like. I mean, I'm in it, so.
You're in it, you're doing it. So how did you have this idea? What did you do before you were a business owner?
Yeah, so I did my master's in education. I went into the school system. I worked for the county, and I loved it. I know teaching is a very complicated, challenging, love it or hate it kind of thing. I truly, truly enjoyed it, even though I did work at Title I school, very tough crowd, very challenging students who've gone through so much and need lots of loving. However, I also taught on the other extreme spectrum, where I also taught the B program, talking about kids that can literally teach themselves. They don't need you in the classroom.
Yeah.
And that's what I did before I had children. And then once I had Jacob, I genuinely thought, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mommy. And I thought that stay-at-home mommy means you stay at home and you mommy. Like, you can't have
a business and
anything else, you know.
Yeah.
So that changed for sure.
Yes.
Very quick.
yeah, a whole different mindset there.
Oh yeah, and I think motherhood is the reason for the change, which is crazy. But we are gonna get to that with your questions. I don't want to answer them before. I don't want to like over.
No, you're perfect. So with the how long were? I mean, Jacob's only 18 months. So.
Yeah.
And you sign the lease, so you're almost giving birth to this business 9 months later and then actually having a baby. So
yeah,
what is that process like? Like, how did you get from, okay, I'm just going to stay at home and mommy, to
very quick
a brick and mortar overhead business?
Yeah. So as an educator, I was very intentful in trying to figure out how to catch all those milestones. I had an app of what Jacob had to do and had to accomplish and all that. And I was very dedicated to a schedule and a routine. And I was trying to do it like, you know, obviously that stuff gets you, like, you realize the real world doesn't work.
Yeah.
Still, you look around, you try to find spaces that would accommodate you as a mom and him as a baby. That both motherhood is tribe. How do I get my mommy friends?
Yeah.
My child get, you know, all the developmental milestones that I want him to get, and social and cognitive development that he needs. And I honestly just, there was a lack. There was a lack of spaces that could do that for me. So I spoke an idea out loud. I spoke it out loud. I just said, I wish there was a space that was a village. I wish there was a space that I could go, that I could meet moms, that I could have my kid there and know that he is gaining that developmental encouragement that he needs, like whether it's cognitive, social, physical, or sensory. And I wish that space existed.
Yeah.
That. to family members, to friends, and they just said, don't you think you're kind of, like, if you really want that, don't you think you, out of all people, being a mom, an educator, and just a person who is loud and can get people together, like, it's just a social person, you know, you can't tell, but couldn't you do that? And I was like, but how do I, and then I just, you know, for a second, you question yourself, you really, like, but can I be a mommy? Like, will that take away from me?
Yeah.
For my child as a mom, as if you can't do both, but you question it. You really do. All of a sudden you're like, that will take away from what he needs. He needs me. Mm-hmm. If anything, I think my journey of starting this business has made me realize how much of a better mom I'm able to be for him, because I am allowing myself to get that care, not just like the physical care or the, you know, I'm talking about stimulated.
Yes.
Stimulated, because I have to think outside of just home, which again, there wasn't anything wrong with just staying at home, but I make sure that I'm balancing my need to socialize, need to talk about, like, you're talking, you've invested in your education, you've invested in yourself for so long.
Right.
Independent and strong and, you know, go-getter woman. And all of a sudden you go to something that you didn't realize what it all entails.
Yeah.
And you've isolated yourself, and I think I had to remind myself that there's nothing wrong with doing both.
Right.
When I spoke it out loud, and I had a strong family support, and that is important.
Yes.
Whether it's from family or friends, but you need a support system that continues to tell you, you can do it. And I'm sure moms have done it without that, but for me, that I need that. I need that kind of reminder that, you know, it's going to work out. So November, I think I spoke the idea to existence like October, 2017, right?
Yeah. 2017.
Pregnancy brain here. And then November, I went ahead and did an LLC, registered. And then I started looking at spaces, like actual spaces, and found this location and was like, I think this is it. And I found it quick, because it was very quick. I was like, wait, I didn't, you know, I was like, well, when I find it, I'll find it. There's no rush.
Right.
No, I found the space and I have to jump on this. This is an amazing.
Aligned itself.
Like everything literally started happening. And I was like, wait a second. I don't know if I knew this was going to happen this quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
I went ahead and signed the lease, and the next day, as crazy as it is, I'm telling you, the next day I was like, I should take a pregnancy. People will joke, be like, but you know how babies happen. Yeah. I know how babies happen.
I get it.
Things happen though. And then I just, met with my second, and, it's a crazy shock, because you're like, okay, I'm doing this with one baby and it's already not easy.
Yeah.
But two, everybody?
Two under the age of two soon? Yeah,
it's a party. It's going to be great. But I have to admit, the type of business I'm in kind of helps.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I think it's important, because there's a lot of times that moms work. I mean, it's not like you get married or like you move from your parents, like you never work. Like most people have always had a job since they were like 16 or whatever. And so when you become a mother and you have that opportunity of staying home with them, it sounds great. Being a stay-at-home mom is something, it's the hardest job in the world, because I feel like, you know, you're always having to try to find something new, and it's something that I never like desire to be, but I feel that with a lot of women, they invest all that time, which obviously there are kids, we need to invest our time, but they forget about themselves. Yes. And so I love that you recognize that, like, early on, that you're like, wait, I'm still a person too. Yeah. And how can I make these two things work together?
Without guilt.
Exactly. Yes.
That guilt that you're investing in yourself and taking away, No, you can literally invest for the sake of your children.
Definitely.
So I've invested in myself as a person and continued to remind myself that I'm strong, independent, that I am Caroline Sakla, not just Caroline Sakla, mommy of Jacobs.
Exactly, yes.
Just Caroline Sakla. I don't need to be mommy of anybody or wifey of anybody to be who I am.
Yes.
That was important to me to recognize. I was super excited, and that doesn't take away from my excitement to be a mom.
Totally.
But I don't have to identify as just that.
Yeah. There's more to you than just being a mom.
Exactly. There is so much more to every mom out there than just being a mom. And I don't want to say just being a mom as if that's not a strong thing.
Yeah.
Entering motherhood genuinely, I have to admit, like, it shaped me. It shaped a stronger me. It gave me way more wisdom and way more experience than, you know, however long I've been alive.
Right.
In a short 18 months, I feel like I've gone so much wiser and so much more patient.
Yes.
You know, get to practice, you know.
Oh,
all about the practice. So it definitely has, it's another world that I've entered, motherhood. Yeah. And because of my entrance into this motherhood, this is why my business needs to be born for me and for the community. And it's been the best journey. And yes, so me finding out I was pregnant right after and having that fear of like, is this the right time for both these things happening? It's not like you have a choice at this point. You're like, okay, well, I'm gonna wing it.
Yeah.
But it has been actually the best thing for me is to, first of all, pregnancy goes much faster when you're not thinking about it and looking.
You're like, oh man, I only have a month left. This is easy.
You're like, wait, I'm giving birth now? Wait, how did that happen?
Well, that brings me up to my next question. So you have this business that you need people to help work. I mean, obviously you're one person, so you can't be there all hours of every day. And so how did that process work? I mean, I know for us, it's always been a challenging thing to find the right people to work with us. And so how did that process work of finding the right people that you trust and to build that team?
I have to admit, here's where fate and God in my life come in. It was insane how lacking wisdom, lacking understanding, and being a little bit more confident because I had such a strong vision.
Right.
I genuinely thought I'm going to do this by myself. Okay. I'm going to open. And I'm good because, you know, financially, that's the cheapest thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Own person and be the only employee. And I think my husband just reminded me, you're great and all. However, you need a team because you're going to lose it and you're not going to be able to.
Then they can really call you crazy.
Basically. And I mean, he as kind of words as he can.
Yeah.
And then once I made that recognition of, okay, I'm not going to survive. I'm not going to last. The business will fail unless I have a strong team. I prayed about it. I asked God, okay, well, this is going to be really hard because I want someone just like me, but also exact opposite. How do I do
that? Right.
Someone that has the same vision, the same strength, the same like desire and passion for what I'm talking about. Like my vision and they're like, I'm on board.
Right.
But also has all the qualities that I might lack.
Like,
such a go-getter in that I like make decisions quick. I need a planner. I need an organizer. I need like a strong, you know, I also need that person that does this with me. I need a person that when I'm decisive, they're on board and they're decisive too. I need personalities that are, I'm talking like had like this dream of a team. I was like, it's not gonna, where do you find these people? You
know? Right.
And I want them to love children, also see that, and I was okay with them being a mom, obviously.
Right.
Anyways, after I've decided that I was okay to let go of, it's not gonna be me, and I needed these people in my life, I'm telling you, it was crazy. I'd made one announcement on Facebook, like, hey, if you're somewhat related in the education field and you love children and you're a stay-at-home mom and you think you want some, I made like the funniest post, I think. Wasn't even like professional. And it like critters for a while. And like one person replied. And that person, Alicia Heron, she, me and her met and it was like 3 hours of just like,
Exactly.
And then she connected me with Mallory Ratcliffe and it was like, but in the world, like you guys are literally like exactly what I'm searching for. And they knew that I'm starting and it's not like we're going to be making big bucks initially. Like we don't know even if we're, like, we don't know where this is going.
Right.
We're committed into it. And the hardest part for us was finding that third person because we were together for the pregnancy of the business, the 9 months up to. And come July, and I realized, guys, I can't believe I'm going to be giving birth, and it's just going to be the two of you. I think we need one more person.
Yeah.
And me coming to terms with that was very hard, and opening up the doors for someone else, because we were like, oh, we're such a perfect trio.
It's just the three of us.
Like, it just, what if we bring somebody, and they just don't get our jokes, and they don't laugh at like literally like silliest things, right? Like we're sure that there's going to be qualified people out there.
What's the
problem? Just they need to be like just us, like the click. Yeah. Like it was a silly requiring them be like hitting the click,
right?
And the crazy part is that there were a lot. Once the announcement, people knew of Little Explorers,
recognition
of people wanting to join, understanding that they're able to bring their children to work with them, having that flexibility because they work with other moms that get it. Like, you need to go, you need to take your kid. There was a lot of like desire. It wasn't like it was lacking. I have to say, I prayed about it and I was like, okay, well, how do I do it? And then we met Jenny and it was,
that's it.
Now they're like, oh my goodness. Perfect.
Yeah.
It was awesome how we found the team. And I think people coming in those last 3 days and even just coming to our pop-up classes.
Yeah.
Said it's not the place that makes it, even though it's beautiful, it's so articulately designed and yada, all the compliments you could say all day.
Right.
Which is, you know, really humbling and so awesome. But it was the team. They're like, we're coming back because we kind of like you guys. And I was like,
oh,
thank you.
Like your first pat on the back. I did something.
Yeah. And they're like, you're just so kind to our children. And you're so, you know, that part, I think.
Yep.
Because you're able to be a mom at work.
Yeah.
Business owner and be able to do it both at the same time. People see that.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Well, I think it's really good because, you know, having that team of people, I mean, just wearing that business hat alone, I mean, you're the one that has to look at like the finances and make sure that you're meeting those goals and making the budget and all this stuff, that there's going to be a point where that's, you know, what you're doing. And so having a strong team that has the same, in our coaching, we always talk about core values. And so having a team that has the same, you know, beliefs and core values that you have and loves your business the way you love it, that's that sweet spot. That's where you're going to find success. And it's not always that easy to find that help. I mean, it could take time to do that, but once you have it, and if you start off, you know, with that, it's only going to better you for the long run because you have that deep connection, that relationship.
For sure. The priority for me was for them to not only see the vision, but take it as their own. Like, this is their business. If you walk in here, you can't tell which one of us is the owner or which one of us is the starter. Like, you can't tell. All of us are so invested because we believe this is truly our baby. Like, we have put just as much effort. I can't claim, maybe the finances because I am the one.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's, like, I have to admit, these girls, yes, I had a vision. Yes, I had a very specific, they fed into it so much. And they are amazing, amazing people.
So. Oh, I love it. So
in motherhood, we found each other, you know, like we're all like,
it's awesome. That's so cool. Mm. So I know that you've been, this has been in the making for, you know, 9 months, and you're only on your third day of being open, but what has been the, I know it seems like it's, you know,
because, forever.
when are they opening? But what has been the biggest obstacle so far that you've had to overcome?
Knowing when you're not in control and having to just, like, it's probably patience, or having to not try to rush things that you really aren't in control of. It's all good in, you know, if you are, like, if it's something that makes it, like, you're the one that's going to change the timeline, mm-hmm. if you're harder, or if you need better deadlines, that's fine. It's in your But when it's not in your hands, and it's like, for example, in this case, it was a lot on the county. Once we were ready, there was delays in that sense. Mm-hmm. When it's not in your hands, just relax. Like, just do your part. You're not in control. And being a business owner and being a go-getter, that is probably the hardest thing to tell me. You're not in control.
Yeah, definitely.
Be patient. And I'm like, well, what can I do to make it go faster? Like, can I show up? Can I send some more paperwork? Can I, you know, but I've fought so hard for so long. Like, what can I do? And you're not. Just be patient, and it will come, and things will work. And sometimes another thing would have to be, like, continuously reminding yourself of the big picture. So you lose your mind when you're like hanging a shelf and it's not going in the correct way, and you're like, the business will fail because this shelf is not functioning. No, you're literally, because as a business owner, it is your baby. You're everything. You are the cleaner, you are the installer, you do everything, because again, this is your baby. So you can easily get frustrated when you're hanging and it's not going your way, and all of a sudden it's affecting when you're going to open. Like, you're like, I can't, people can't see this. It doesn't look professional, you know?
Yeah.
Big picture. No, people will understand.
Yeah. Well, my husband always says it's a short-term problem for a long-term solution. And
yes,
he probably tells me that like once a day, because I'm the same way. That control piece is really hard. And I feel that, you know, with women that, you know, usually we're, most of us that have that control issue are type A personalities. We're the go-getters. We like to get stuff done. And that's why, you know, you're going to have a successful business. But I think that, you know, you learning early on that you have to delegate, that you have to create your tribe, that there's some things that are going to be out of your control. I mean, that's something that people don't learn until their 5th, 10th, you know, 12th year in business, because they can't look at themselves and they're not willing to make that change or that adjustment. So that you've gone through that at such an early stage in your business is huge, because you're able to recognize that you have the support and you're like, okay, we can do this. We can move forward.
Being a business owner is definitely a humbling experience, because you will always get compliments at starting a business. Like, you know, especially when you're a mom and you have a baby and a toddler, you're just going to hear all these things, and reflecting on the things that, I can't do this on my own. No, actually, I didn't do this on my own. No, as a super mom, as I feel sometimes, yes, so exciting that I'm opening a business with 2 kids. I can't do this. I wouldn't have done this. I couldn't have done this on my own, and I shouldn't be expected to do it on my own. And that's not where success lies.
Right.
It's not because I could have done it on my own or didn't do it on my own, whatever, that's when you're going to call me successful. No. I'm successful, like you said, because I can delegate and I can reflect to myself finally, which is also very difficult.
Yeah.
Reflect on where are my weaknesses and where do I lack and what can I do differently and who can do a better job than me in this specific area.
Right.
That's when I started seeing this being way more than just your original vision of like an indoor player. It is going to be like a community changer.
Yeah.
I hope that I will continue to grow and allow others to invest in this as much as I have.
Yeah, totally. I love it. So my last question to you is, what would be one piece of advice that you would give another mom that is wanting to start a business, a brick and mortar physical location business?
So when you ask that question, this one takes a little bit of time because you can sit there and write a book, right? About advice of like, what are all the things, right? But I think for me, the biggest thing was, first of all, don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself that you can. First of all, you definitely can. It's a matter of refining what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
Speak it out loud. Literally, like, say out loud, what is it? What is it, just that you want a job or go back to work? No, because if you're, then go do that.
Right. You
know? No. If it's speak the vision out loud, know exactly what you want to do, then start writing down. Write down, take notes. What are, like, I'm talking, have a vision that you're passionate about feeling wise, like, right, that you could literally, like, I could do this for free. If I'm literally going to get paid nothing for the net, which as a business owner, let's be real.
Yep.
There's minimum to even get a penny. Commit. Are you capable of doing that financially? Are you willing to do that? Are you so in love with that vision that you're willing to do that?
Yeah.
That's a, you know, feeling, like,
yep,
excitement that you could literally talk about it to anybody and everybody, and you're not ashamed to suck. Like, yeah, maybe, because you're so passionate about it. That's number one. Second thing, is this real? Like, is this a feasible thing? Is this, like, it's not like, well, we all want to travel and get paid, you know, like,
yeah,
this a real plan. Now, first market plan, business financial analysis. I'm talking, is this something that's been done before, and can you compete? Where are you going to now literally list out before you take any steps, mm-hmm, financial steps, how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's okay if it takes you a few months to put a whole market plan together. Do take any financial steps that take money away from your family until you got that down. Yeah. And those are the two things, extreme passion and extreme logic planning.
Yeah.
And if those two coincide and you can see your vision actually on paper functioning, there's nothing that should stop you.
Oh, I love it.
I'm gonna hate, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Because you did what you did your math. Like, you have the passion, you got the paperwork, go for it.
Go for it. I love it. Oh. Well, I'm so excited to come and see the place and have my daughter come. But I love that this is going to be great for the community, because I do feel that, you know, having Allison home with me for the summer, I noticed, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go have my meetings here. And I was running into that problem, as I know a lot of other mothers are doing the same thing. You know, yeah. I look at a lot of the moms in just our moms group, and they're working, you know, around the clock trying to fit things in. So having a location like this is just going to make our lives a lot easier. So thank you for that.
It, trust me, it's selfishly also for me. It's making my life easier.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And how can people find you? What's your website?
Sure. So our name is Little Explorers. You can simply Google us now. So we're on Alderman and 19 in Palm Harbor. Our website is Little Explorers Palm Harbor. That's also our name for our social media. So if you want to find us on Facebook, Little Explorers Palm Harbor, if you want to find us on Instagram, Little Explorers Palm Harbor, your very first visit is free. So I tell people, I don't want you investing in me if you don't know what it is. You don't want you investing in this place if you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Check us out, meet us, and I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it, yes.
That's why I don't worry. I'm like, yeah, come for free. You'll sign up for a lifetime membership.
Forever you will be mine. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for having me.
Watching this and you are ready to start your business and just taking that leap of faith, we are here to help you put those systems and processes in place and that support. So check out socialspeaknetwork.com and we're here to help you. Thank you.
Thank you.